New English Master. Lesson 1. Reading Passage 1. It's a long way to the top. Motonari Ono is a budding fashion designer. He has held shows in India, Indonesia, and Hong Kong, and will go to Russia next season. He is one of many young designers based in Tokyo. Young designers like Ono are trying to enter both the Japanese and international fashion scenes. After graduating from a local fashion college in 2002, Ono went overseas. He spent a total of 4 years abroad. First, he attended the London College of Fashion, and then he studied at the Royal Academy of Fine Arts in Belgium. Then he met Bora Aksu, a successful Turkish-born designer. Soon, Ono was back in London making patterns for the Aksu brand. Ono also designed some clothes himself. He says that he got invaluable advice from Aksu. Learning on the job is so much better than just learning from a textbook, he says. Ono is now producing under his own name brand. He focuses on the 25 to 35 age group. I make dresses for women who know quality. These women are usually tired of fast fashion. Fast fashion is like fast food. It all looks the same. It takes time and effort to make good clothes. Yuka, a model, has several of the Ono brand dresses. She says they are very feminine. He uses a lot of lace and soft materials that complement me. I feel good, too, when I wear them. Authenticity is a key word for Ono. I use only the best, he concludes. Cultural Bank. 1. A designer is a professional who makes plans or patterns. 2. An academy is a school for training in a special art or skill. 3. Belgium is in northwestern Europe between France and Germany. 4. Regent Street is in central London and is a popular place for shopping.
Lesson 7. Reading Passage 7. Public Works for the State and for the Citizens. For many centuries, the pyramids have been a mystery. Along with the Colosseum and other natural and man-made wonders, the Great Pyramid of Giza is one of the 7 wonders of the world. Many scholars from various fields have studied the pyramids for a long time. There were historians, anthropologists, and even architects and engineers. They asked many questions such as, who made the pyramids? How did they make them? Why did they make them? For nearly 4,000 years, the Great Pyramid of Giza, also known as the Pyramid of Khufu, was the tallest man-made structure on Earth. At the time of their construction, Egypt prospered. There are many theories on how they were built. One theory is that there was one long ramp outside that led up to the middle on one side. A French artist, Jean-Pierre Houdon, has published a new theory. Houdon and his father, an engineer, have been working on this theory since 1999. Houdon says that there was one low ramp outside and a long spiral-like ramp inside. Many pyramids are the tombs of important leaders. People thought that slaves built the pyramids under orders of the ruling pharaoh. Modern technology and intensive study have found that the pyramids were not built by slaves, but by volunteers and skilled workers. In other words, the pyramids were public works. The government also employed farmers to build the giant structures at times of the year when they couldn't work on their farms, that is, when the Nile River flooded in summer. Also, workers took time off for family trips or to nurse injuries and hangovers. Cultural Bank. 1. The seven wonders of the world are the most interesting and impressive ancient structures made by ancient peoples. 2. Anthropologists study the human race, including its beliefs, social habits, and organization. 3. Udon's father has been developing the idea that the pyramids were constructed from inside. 4. The Nile is the longest river in the world. People in Egypt and Sudan have been using the water for farming for centuries.